So I say this to the militias and all others who believe that the greatest threat to freedom comes from the government instead of from those who would take away our freedom. If you say the government is in a conspiracy to take your freedom away, there is no freedom.
They'll never take our freedom!
There are too many guns on the street. We lose 93 million Americans a day to gun violence.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Freedom Rings. This is Tommy Freedom reaching you loud and clear on the alt-right frontier. I'll be your voice of reason for the next 30 minutes, so keep it right here. You are tuned in on the TFR Radio Network, broadcasting to you from a log cabin in a secret mountaintop location somewhere in Appalachia on White America Radio. Hey everybody, Tommy Freedom here. I trust that everyone had a wonderful week since the last show. And I want to deal with something. I want to start here. From time to time, I call into different shows. I can't resist. I have to call into other people's shows. And I called in last week to a show, and I want to share that clip of how the show started and when I called in, and then I want to address the issue because I think it's something that's very important. So here is the clip that's going to lead into the discussion.
I wanted to turn to something that is taking place locally, and I want to get a perspective on this. Now, when I say local, I'm referring specifically to Charlotte, but I do want to expand this to the upstate because I'm sure there's a similar thing going on in terms of houses. I mean, every person I've talked with who's in the real estate business has characterized the atmosphere right now as just downright crazy. I mean, I've talked to a number of people who've sold their houses, and they've talked about getting multiple bids, and cases where someone was trying to buy a house, and they thought, hey, we put in an offer for more than the person was asking, and somebody came along with a cash offer and got it right out from under us. I keep hearing this over and over and over again. So I'm kind of curious, for those of you who maybe you're in the market for a house or you are trying to sell a house, whatever the circumstance is, I want to know what is going on with you in that regard. How it's working out. What you're finding. Are you finding that your house sells quickly? Are you finding you're having a difficulty finding a house and getting the house that you want because things are just getting snatched up so quickly, and the competition in some cases is downright fierce? I would be curious to know your thoughts.
Go out to Tom
in Charlotte. Good morning.
Good morning, Vince. I trust you're doing well.
Thank you.
I'd like to try and shed some light on this, if I may.
All right.
The problem is that you have offshore companies who are buying up these houses left and right for cash. Anytime you see a sign or hear a commercial for a company that will buy your house for cash, and it is literally cash, not a check, they literally show up with a suitcase full of cash. These are predominantly offshore accounts who are buying the houses up and renting them. You can go through many neighborhoods and you will see more for lease or for rent signs than for sale signs. So what's happening is people who are wanting to actually purchase a home cannot because they've been gobbled up by these conglomerates. And that is what's driving up the price of housing here in Charlotte and other areas across the country.
Yep, I've heard this before. A lot of people are doing this. And, it's kind of... what's the end game here?
Well, there's two end games. First of all is that you have these companies who are not American companies, and I have not looked into it to see where they're from, but it would not surprise me if they did not originate in China. But the idea is to, first of all, drive up the cost of housing by making it limited. And second of all, I would kind of suspect that the second end game is to remove private housing altogether. And eventually, because people would much rather have cash in their pocket than to go through a mortgage company. So if these people are offering more than the house is worth for cash, that would kind of fit that bill, would it not?
Ah, that is pretty intriguing. Man, I appreciate your call there,
Tom.
It raises all kinds of questions here.
You're darn right it does, and that is what I am about to expand upon. Because, folks, the little bit that I called in was just the tip of the iceberg. As I have shared with you, I have a paper route that I do a couple days a week. I have two weeklies and one monthly. So I work anywhere from typically 3 days a week to 4 days a week. The rest of the time I have to myself. But I have the opportunity to go through all kinds of neighborhoods. And most of them, my friends, are in high-end neighborhoods. A lot of them are around the lake. And I see these signs in front of these houses all the time. For rent, for lease, for sale. And I can tell you that the minority are for sale. The majority are either for rent or for lease. And I would say that probably every for sale sign that I see, there are at least five or six for rent or for lease signs. These are houses that have been bought up by these companies. And that's what I want to share with you. Why are they doing this? And I cover that, you know, a little bit in that telephone conversation that I had. And, oh, I want to share something, by the way. That guy is black. You would never know it to listen to him. And the way that he runs his show, I mean, he goes off on blacks all the time. He is by no means a black redneck. He is completely for civil rights and all that other crap. But he does not let the fact that he is black slow him down, and he will call other blacks out on their crap. Just wanted to point that out there. But he brings up an awesome situation here. Something that he has observed, something that I have observed, something that all of you probably listening have observed. Why is the housing market skyrocketing? And why in the world are there more for rent or for lease signs instead of for sale signs? Well, it's simple. Our country is being bought out. Now, folks, we saw this starting in the 1970s in Hawaii, where the Japanese and the Chinese, predominantly the Japanese, though, began buying up properties in Hawaii. It's something, I don't know what the exact numbers, and I'm just throwing this out here, so feel free to correct me on this, but it's something like 90% of Hawaii is owned by the Japs. So in this day and age, in the rest of America, we do know that the Chinese own a huge majority of the debt that the United States owes. It would not surprise me if the Chinese did not own the majority of these conglomerates who are now buying up these homes. Would also not surprise me if the Russians weren't doing it. And of course, it would not surprise me if the Israelis were doing it. But what we need to do is we need to find out who these companies are, where they originate from, and expose them. Because what they're doing is they are taking away our ability to own a home. First and foremost, by paying more than the home is worth, they are artificially increasing the price of the homes. And I have seen that here in Charlotte. Folks, I can tell you this. The home that I own that 10 years ago was worth maybe $87,000 is now worth more than $140,000. And the reason that this is happening is that people, of course, are moving into this area and they need homes. But the people who have the homes are starving the market. And that's where it comes into these companies that are buying up homes. And I'm sure you've heard these commercials on the radio that they will pay cash for your home. And as you heard me talk on that other show, they literally show up with a suitcase full of cash. They've got $100 bills stuffed into that suitcase. They literally pay you cash for your home. And they will, in most situations, pay you more than the house is worth. Now, why would they do that? Well, as I explained on the other show, there are two reasons for that. First of all, of course, is to drive up the price of housing. Because if they take away the housing by buying them, it's going to artificially inflate the cost of a home. But second of all, I go back to Agenda 21. Folks, if you're not familiar with Agenda 21, please look this up. I've discussed it time and time and time on here. But part of Agenda 21 is the abolishment. Is that a word, George? The abolishing privately owned land. That is the ultimate goal of the New World Order. Take away your home. Take away your land. If you cannot own land, you are a slave to whoever owns the land that you are renting. And folks, this looks dangerously like that to me. What do you think? Artificially jack up the cost of rents or mortgages? I mean, that's what I'm seeing here. In the past probably 5 years, I have seen the price of a home here in Charlotte almost double. And there is no reason for that. I mean, there are people moving in here left and right. Charlotte is, of course, one of the places where the Yankees are fleeing in droves from the high taxes down here. And then, of course, they run for office and try and instill the new taxes on us. But in the meantime, what's happening is that they are artificially jacking up the price of these homes. And then you have these companies coming in that are willing to pay the cash for them. So what does this really mean? What does this mean for us, folks? What it means is that, first and foremost, they are buying the homes that you would like to purchase yourself, which means that you can't buy them. You're forced to rent. And let me tell you something, folks. Rent costs a hell of a lot more than a mortgage, especially here in the South. Let me just share something with you, folks. You know, I got a nice home here. It's a single-story brick ranch. It's about 1,200 square feet. It's not really big, but everything that I need for my dad and myself, we've been here since 1984. I recently picked up the mortgage myself, took it over from dad so he didn't have to worry about it. And I am paying a whopping $283. $273. $273 a month for this mortgage on this home. The big difference is that we're in an older neighborhood that years ago they said was, well, this is crap. You don't want to live here. Well, let me tell you something, folks. I was a general contractor for almost 20 years. I've built decks, additions, all kinds of stuff. And the home that I live in was built with full 2x4, 2x6, 2x8 lumber, rough sawn stuff. It was cut on site. It's full lumber. Not the stuff that they build with today. In its day and time, this home was a piece of junk. But today, compared to what they're building, it's a gem. And that's the problem. See, they're building all these new neighborhoods, and they're building junk. And it doesn't matter whether they're building junk on a slab, or they're building junk with a basement, or they're building junk with three stories. They're building junk. And I can see this. The quality between a $120,000 home and a $560 home is the same. The difference is one is bigger, one has a basement, and one has a whole lot of trim. But they're still building crap. The house that I live in, when it was built, was a low-end home. It was a piece of junk. But today, the quality of the workmanship, you can't compare. This house was built, I think, in 1953. And it's got drywall. This was in the transition when they went from plaster to drywall. This house has drywall with plaster on it. So that limits it to a pretty small niche. It's a good home. When I go up into the attic, all the rafters are full 2x8. Roughs on. You don't get that nowadays. And that's why these older homes now, all of a sudden, are generating so much more in their value. Everything is going up in value, but these older homes now are suddenly doubling and tripling their value because of the way that they were constructed. The value that went into them, you can't get that today. Everything today is second growth. You don't have the old growth stuff. This home was built with original growth southern yellow pine, and you cannot duplicate that. And that is why the values are skyrocketing. George is on his paws and knees trying to get me to take a commercial break, and he is absolutely correct because I went above and beyond where I should have gone. Quick break here, folks. Be back in a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
From now, my kids will be outnumbered. Are you going to let that happen? Don't leave the mess for your children to clean up. Join the struggle. Start here at KKK Radio.
Minorities, homosexuals, and women. I'm not a hater, but I hate that line.
Me too. You know, you see it written like that in the media.
Yes, I've noticed that. Why do you think that is? I don't have anything in common with so-called minorities.
Minorities, right. White people are the world's minority.
That's true.
I think they like to group all women together so white women won't consider their race. If they don't consider their white identity, they won't recognize the threats against it.
That's a really good point.
So, whenever I hear the phrase minorities and women, or minorities, homosexuals and women, I'll call it what it is, cheap shots against white women.
This message brought to you by the White Women's Perspective. Gay pride days, school assemblies, posters on the wall. It's in our face every day. What's a white Christian teen to do? And does anyone really care? Listen each week to White Youth Focus, where teens discuss the propaganda war against them. Moderated by caring and thoughtful white Christian activists, Billy and Charity. Because it's okay to be white and proud.
Hey folks, Tommy Freedom here for Freedom Rings. I invite you to tune in every week and listen to my show, Freedom Rings, and hear what I, Tommy Freedom, have to say. It's usually pretty interesting and quite informative. It may have something to do with freedom. It may have something to do with liberty. It may be downright funny, but it will always be informative. So be sure and tune in each week to listen to me, Tommy Freedom, here on my show at Freedom Rings, broadcasting to you loud and clear on KKK Radio. Sorry I ran so long in the last segment, but sometimes you just got to finish something up. So I'm going to open up here with something completely different, getting out of the housing market. Here in the South, we have a huge problem with Mexicans and other illegals from south of the border, as I'm sure you do pretty much everywhere else. But here in the South, it's predominant because of the migrant farming that we have. And the other day, I went to Sam's, and I'm sitting there in line. Well, I'm standing in line. And in front of me, there are some kind of, I don't know who they were, where they were from. Obviously, they were some kind of Hispanics. They didn't speak English, and they had an EBT card. Now, folks, you tell me. Why does someone who cannot even speak our language have an EBT card? And second of all, how in the world did somebody with an EBT card ever get through the front door of Sam's? That's what I want to know. You're obviously not working, unless maybe some relative of yours is extending their card. I don't know. That was the first thing that really aggravated me, and they were taking forever. Now, the total of their order came out to $213 and some odd cents, and there was only $183 on the card. So the cashier is trying to explain to them that they don't have enough money for all the crap that they've bought. Now, one of them did speak enough English to kind of interpret for her mother. I'm assuming it was like a teenage kid interpreting to her mother, and then there's two other small ones in the shopping cart. And finally, after about 7 minutes, they finally understood that they had spent too much money and got it taken care of. And folks, you would not believe the look I was giving them. Oh my God. It was this past weekend, so there were only two lanes open. So there was no place else I could go. I had to stand there. And boy, was I mad. I am sick and tired of these people coming into our country and using our system and refusing to learn our language. That's a double whammy. It's bad enough that they won't speak our language. They're invading us and refusing to learn English. But then, they're on welfare. What in the hell is wrong with our system, folks? I just don't understand it. But I do have a solution. The reason that these people are coming across our borders illegally is for jobs, right? Of course, they're coming here for jobs. So what do we do about that? We need to discourage them from taking our jobs. Now, how do we do that? I mean, we've tried building a wall. Trump is very engrossed in trying to complete the wall. But there are always going to be people who will climb over the wall, tunnel under it, whatever. They're going to get here. Okay, so what do we do about it? Well, they cannot exist without jobs. And we all know that there are companies that are knowingly hiring illegal aliens. And no, they are not undocumented workers. They are illegal aliens. They are illegal. They are criminals. They are here illegally in our country, and they are criminals. And anyone who hires a criminal should be treated as a criminal themselves. So here is what I am postulating, folks. We could get away, we wouldn't even need a border wall anymore if this were implemented. Okay? Here is my idea, my suggestion on how to curb illegal immigrants. Go after the people who hire them. Okay? So here's what we do. Under my plan, if you are a company and you hire an illegal alien and it is found out, your first offense is a $10,000 fine. Now, for the average small business owner, that would be devastating. The ones that, who hire them to come and mow your lawn, that would be absolutely financially devastating. However, bigger companies like Monsanto or these other big conglomerates who hire these people to go pick their crops, Dole. I don't know. I'm just throwing names out here. I'm not saying that they actually do this, but bigger companies like that, $10,000 is nothing to them. So here's what we do. First offense is $10,000. If you're a small company, you're out of business. Now, if you're a bigger company, yeah, you could absorb that. But I don't think you can absorb the second penalty. The second time that you're found employing illegal aliens in your company is seized. That's it. Plain and simple. Your company is seized. You're shut down. Your company is auctioned off to the highest bidder. And all the proceeds go to build the wall. Now, that's pretty cut and dry, right? Can anyone else come up with something that is more simple that would be more effective? I don't think so. First offense, it's a $10,000 fine. Big companies shrug it off. Second offense, your company is seized and auctioned off, and the proceeds go to build a wall. Folks, if you can come up with a better idea, I would love to hear it. But honestly, I don't think that you are going to hear anything that is better than that. Now, of course, the big problem would be to get that to go through the courts. However, should that be put into place, it would solve all of our problems. The reason these companies hire illegal aliens is because they work cheaper. And folks, keep in mind, they do not do the jobs that Americans don't want to do, because there are plenty of Americans out there doing the same jobs that Mexicans do. The difference is that they do it far cheaper. Many, many times over the years, I have taken Interstate 81 up through the Shenandoah Valley. I have stopped into fast food joints for lunch, hit the gas stations, and they're all employed by white people. Occasionally, you'll see a black in there. No Mexicans. They're all smiling. They're all happy. They're all grateful to have a job. The difference is that these illegals come in and do those jobs for wages that you and I cannot afford to do those jobs for. And that, my friends, is the big difference. That's the game changer. Hire an illegal, go to prison. That's my two cents. And on that note, folks, I am out of time for this week. I will be back next week broadcasting to you loud and clear. As always, if you want to get in touch with me, you may do so by emailing me at TommyFreedomRings@yahoo.com. Until next week, my friends, this has been Tommy Freedom for Freedom Rings. Out for now.